welcome to No Stage Lights, a podcast where we go behind the smoke and mirrors of everything from marriage to entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Janelle Carter.
I'm Terry Carter.
I have a Peter Brady moment there. My voice has been cracking a lot lately.
I know.
Oh, you do?
It's that darn puberty thing.
Oh my goodness. How's Terry Carter today?
I'm good.
Excellent.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're sneaking up on Easter weekend here.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't do any spring breaking this year. We just decided to stay put.
Right.
Partially because flight prices were through the roof.
Yeah.
And we always feel like, oh, we should do a staycation instead of, you know, traveling and things like that. And so, you know, that can be very expensive as well.
Well, it's spring break, so everything's jacked up.
But I mean, if you're doing a staycation, it can also be very expensive because you think that just because you're staying home, you're going to, you know, not spend the money on spring break vacation. But as you and I know, doing things locally can be very expensive too.
Yeah.
Like going out to eat, for instance.
Yeah, that's a big one. That seems, I don't know. I don't know if I slept for a few years and prices just doubled or what, but it's just, it's
we
ridiculous.
Really, yeah, you and I really are like in that place where we're like, back in my day, a gallon of milk was, you know,
yeah.
But it is like, I used to smoke cigarettes when I was younger, you know, and like looking at the prices now, I'm like, oh my God, they were like $5, like $5.25 that I could get a pack of like Marlboro Lights for when I was 18.
Which is crazy because I remember my mom, I mean, granted, this was the 70s, but they were 35 cents a pack. Oh, and she said that she'd quit if they hit 50 cents.
They're like $8 now, I think. I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes I look at the prices when I'm at, like paying for gas or something. So yes, we do. We have a couple things, I think, against us. One, I think, is that we're like, we used to be able to go out to eat for $40. Mm-hmm. And now it's like there's nowhere we can go for under $65.
You know, a glass of water and an appetizer.
I also think the prices are like inflation. But have you ever heard of like shrinkflation? So shrinkflation is like, oh, you've been a size 7 jean your whole life. And all of a sudden, your size 7 jeans aren't fitting. It's not, but you're the same size. It's because they're not putting as much material into that size 7 jean.
So that's my problem. I'm not.
That's it.
Dang, that's good to know.
So same thing, right? Like your portion sizes and like the price of beef, the price of, you know, it's crazy. And you and I have come to a realization that our hobby, one of our hobbies, maybe our only hobby, is eating out.
Yeah, and I think that's coming. I think we have to cut that one down. It's just, I hate to say it, but I'd say 8 out of 10 times in the times that we went out, I have been dissatisfied. We both have been with
just a quality prices,
attendance.
Yeah,
we went to that place in the city.
Oh, our service
and our service was terrible. I was like ready to shoot up a flare to get her attention. It was awful. And then when she did come over, it was like she had zero expression on her face. Yeah. It was like, I mean, a robot.
And I'm all about giving people grace, but she was very uninterested.
Yeah.
You know, but that's a leadership issue. You know, you've got to guide your ship. You really do.
True.
And I mean,
it's called a boot in the ass. That's, you know,
this is why I do all the leadership with our businesses and you just use your talent to keep us afloat. We had an experience in a restaurant just this week and, you know, I was very excited. I think we have a couple things. Like I love to cook and I was raised by basically a grandmother who was trained by French chefs. What's a chef? French chefs. She was trained. And the tricks and the things I know how to do just what's the word I'm looking for? Transiently. You just know how to do them. Are so high quality that it makes it hard to find that.
And simplicity too.
Yeah.
I mean, the dressing, that homemade.
Yeah. Well, like a vinaigrette or how to plate a salad and, you know, even just like the like steak that we had this week with a little wine butter sauce. Like it was just, it's so easy. Here's what I think, like, we have been going out to eat since the moment we met. That was always our getaway.
Well, I think that's kind of America's, I mean, a global.
Yeah.
It's a common thing that everybody enjoys to do because it's where you can sit around and talk. And
yeah. It was a getaway for us. We loved it. Like and for me being the main cook in this house, the one who prepares pretty much all the meals, it's a nice break. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, don't take this wrong because you do so much around here. No. It's not anything bad. But like, I wonder what it would be like to be in the office working and have you say, hey, dinner's ready. And I'm like, I don't know what it's going to be, but I know it's going to be really good.
You married the wrong guy, sweetheart.
Although I did make you some pretty piss poor barbecue chicken the other day. But the loaded baked potato made up for it.
Kind of.
Hey. No. So pricing and quality and ambiance and service. It's like, have we seen past the behind the, the curtain? Or is this something that's happening for everybody?
Well, I'm sure it's a little bit of both. But I think also, people's palates change.
I think we're just really
picky.
I think we are.
But, you know,
I have a high expectation for wine and food.
We went to the one restaurant and it was like.
The one in Chicago?
No. The one.
The one near Bolingbrook?
And we had steak. We had escargot for appetizer. The escargot was remarkable.
Oh, right. We were in Wisconsin.
Yeah. I could have eaten that. Just bring me another course.
We love getting anywhere we can get escargot, we get escargot, yeah. Including our own house. We do keep a supply of snails here.
Yeah, they're in the fish tank. I just got to go get them.
Stop it. Those aren't the right snails.
Oh, they're not?
No, these grow in mud.
Oh, boy.
Yum.
So the steak came and it looked good. It had zero flavor.
Okay, let's discuss.
Zero flavor.
Okay, let's discuss.
No, you're going to say overseas and everything.
You do.
Did that steak have flavor?
It was not up to my flavor. No, not really. But you also, like, there have been times where I've made you a hamburger and you're like, you put any seasoning in this? You don't say it like that. I made you sound like a jerk.
Wow.
Hey, did you put any seasoning in this or what?
You suck.
And I'm like, yeah, but I didn't put, you put a lot of seasoning in things.
Not true.
Yes, it is. When you do something, you do.
Some of it cooks off.
Not really. Anyway, yes. We have been finding that our palates are changing and we are getting a little pickier about the quality of food because most of the time we can make something at the house for much more affordable and
to our liking.
But here's the thing is that we have so many people that we love in the food and beverage industry that we want to support too.
Of course.
You know, we also know like if we stop going out to eat, like we have to support. So what do we do? Do we start sharing an entree?
To help cut.
Pricing wise.
I don't think we're not going to stop going out to eat altogether. I don't think that's ever going to happen. That's unrealistic to think.
Well, we said that last night, but then guess what we did?
Yeah.
You know, later. But
our meal last night was 10 times better than it was today.
Right.
10 times.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I have a hard time getting recommendations from people. Because it's a hard thing because restaurants like art are so subjective.
Well, right. I mean,
you know,
not everybody's going to have the same taste.
So. We have 4 or 5 Mexican restaurants right here in the town we live in. And everybody has their favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, this one's the best. Oh, this one's the best. This one's the best. And, you know, we've been coast to coast and we've had Mexican food from California to Philadelphia and beyond, down to the Keys, down to, you know, all over the place.
The moon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really got to step up their game.
Yeah.
I think it's a...
It gets cold quickly.
It's a supply issue.
Yeah.
It's hard to get, you know...
Well, cows keep floating away. Damn it, get the rope. We got him. Come on.
Oh, my God. And the cow jumped over the moon.
Yay. There you go.
Again, that's the visual I have. Oh, God. All right. Reeling me back in. thanks a lot.
What?
Oh, I've never had anything quite as good as my favorite little Mexican restaurant here in town.
I agree.
It's
a little hole in the wall. I mean, it's clean. It's, you know, but yes. It's just like a tiny little spot.
But I know people who are like, absolutely not. My favorite's this one. And so everybody has their own opinion, of course.
Yep.
So it's a struggle. You know, we talk about packing a snack, which we never remember to do.
It's a brilliant, your mother does it, and it's a brilliant idea.
Okay, so tell me you're European without telling me you're European. I'll go first. I met her at the golf course one day, because the golf course parking lot is like almost halfway point for the two of us, and we used to meet there to like exchange kids or whatever. So we used to meet.
That sounds really bad.
Well,
look,
you know
what I found.
Can I send this back, please?
He's a little chubby, but anyway, it'll still work.
No, like if she had one of the kids and, you know, I was whatever. So we meet in this parking lot. And so we were meeting and we were talking. And I know this is going to shock you, but we talked a lot.
I can't even imagine that.
And I said, hey, I got to go. I am so hungry.
It's time for dinner. We've been here since noon.
I said, I am so hungry that I'm getting like a stomach pain. And she's like, oh, hold on. And she popped her trunk and she had a baguette and she had like some sort of Italian ham and like Dijon mustard and like capicola. And she made me a sandwich in the parking lot, like the best sandwich I've ever had.
You may want to say this was all in a cooler.
Yes. Yeah, so she keeps, yeah. She
just
has,
wasn't like randomly
she has
in her
a
trunk.
Cooler yeah. in her car that she takes wherever. That way she has it all down. She's like, if you need a big bag of ice, you can stop at Casey's. If you need a small bag of, if you need a little ice, like if you stop at a grocery store and you have just a little something for your cooler, McDonald's will give you a cup of ice. Like, but don't go to Aldi because they don't have ice. Like, she's got it all figured out. And so
it's brilliant.
She keeps this cooler and then she'll go get ice if she, you know, happens to find, like, we love grocery shopping,
mm-hmm.
my family. I love going to different grocery stores, finding different ingredients, looking around, checking out their bakery and like their deli and their olive bars.
I always like when your mom comes over when we're not here because she always leaves me some kind of a snack.
She does. She goes to Trader Joe's and leaves Terry's snacks. Now it's like every time she goes to Trader Joe's, she leaves him lentil curls.
Oh.
And she has to leave 2 bags because you like them, Marley likes them. So everybody gets a bag and so be it. But I one thing about living kind of like in the area we live in is that our grocery store situation is just kind of,
we got to drive an hour for,
well, yeah, I mean, we can go to Shorewood, which is, you know, where we're at. So what, you know, 15 minutes or something like
True.
That. And we've got like a Mariano's and then there's a Tony's up the street and then there's a Caputo's that's down a little ways. So, I love getting groceries like that. And Aldi, I'm a big Aldi fan. Huge.
Yeah, they have a lot of good stuff.
Huge Aldi fan. Aldi is German owned. I hope I'm telling you this right. And so their chocolate, their cheese, if you are lucky enough to have an alcohol section in your local Aldi. Their wine, some of their wine is really good. Mm-hmm. Their bread, they've been doing something weird with it. There's like a flour bottom, like they must be setting it on like flouring the pan, but it's burning the flour, and then the flour is bitter. See, this is what I mean. I can't just be normal and have a piece of bread. You know?
Right.
La Brea bread is at our local Jewel store. And if you're from Chicago, most people refer to the Jewel store as the Jewels.
Yeah.
But we say Jewel. And because there's no S at the end. But Jewel has a brand of bread called La Brea. And it is, I believe, made in San Francisco. And it's about the most authentic, close to French baguette that you can get in France. And it's delicious. And so oftentimes I ask the bakery if I can have a couple frozen loaves of La Brea baguette. I put them in my freezer and then I bake them when I want. A couple weeks ago, I asked, and the little girl behind the counter said, "Are you the La Brea lady?" And I was like, "I don't know." And I said, "Who's the La Brea lady?" She's like, "Well, we got in trouble because somebody wrote a letter to La Brea saying that we weren't giving her frozen like baguettes or something." And I was like, "Oh my God, no, I would never do that." And then I was like, "Oh my God, I hope it wasn't my mom." It wasn't. However, I don't even think I've told you this story yet. My mom wrote an email to the editor of a food magazine because they posted a cake, and she was so disturbed by it because she said it looked like a dead possum, the cake.
What?
She showed it to me. It was like the way the frosting was placed looked like eyes, and so she wrote them a letter and said like, or an email and said like, "Hey, I just thought you should know that your cake looks like a dead possum." I was like, "Oh my God, Mom, you did?"
I'm sure the person that made it is just thrilled. Oh my Lord.
It was shortly after that this lady at the bakery at Jewel said, "Are you the La Brea lady?" And that's why I was like, "Oh my God, did my mom write a letter?"
Oh boy.
She said she didn't, but I don't know if I believe her.
A dead possum. Wow, that's...
I'll have to find it and show it to you.
Can't get any worse compliment than that.
I have a confession.
Oh, boy.
I'm good at a lot of things. I'm really bad at a lot of things. And one of the worst things that you could have me do is make you a cake and have me decorate it. And so one year, I tried to decorate one of the kids' birthday cakes. We had a birthday party, and
it was Marley's.
Everyone was like, "Oh, happy fifth birthday, Marley. Did you decorate your own cake?" And I was like, "She did." But I did. That looks hard.
Oh, that was awesome.
You like those TikTok cake videos, don't you?
Yeah, those amazing. Amazing. I just think it's such an art that when they get into, you don't realize. You know, because getting back to like a wedding cake, you know, people say, "Oh my gosh, it's that much money." It's the work,
the labor
that's put into that is just like incredible, and it's precise. I mean, there's no room for error. I mean, they just put so much time
and so beautiful,
and the way they get. I mean, some of the techniques, you know, they'll use a torch at times, or they'll use a
yeah.
Some kind of weird tool that you're like, "Wow, who would have thought of that?"
Do you
remember? Put gold leaf. We saw that one that had the gold leaf.
Oh, that was
one.
So pretty.
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing that cake, that full-size Taylor Swift cake, and she looked like her? It was a cake. Unreal.
Yeah.
To swing it back around to restaurants, what's going on with the giant pieces of cake for dessert at restaurants?
Well, I think that's where America gets made fun of, because our portion control is like out the window. I mean, it's like here. I mean, yeah, you like, had that, you had that piece of cake, and it was literally enough for four people.
Yeah.
I mean, literally enough for four people.
I made a dessert last night, which was whipped ricotta. It was, don't come at me for saying it like that. I know everybody hates when Giada is talking and she's like, and then I was using ricotta, ricotta. I can't help it. It's just how we say it. Ricotta. What? Why are you looking at me like
carry on. I wasn't arguing with you.
Anyway, whipped ricotta with orange and lemon zest and a little sugar, a little powdered sugar. And then I made a homemade from scratch fruit compote, which was berries and sugar, you know, cooked down and macerated and cooled. And then I made a salted caramel crouton for the top. And that was our dessert.
Yeah, this is totally low calorie.
High protein.
Yeah.
And so you serve it with the cheese in the bottom and then the fruit on top and then the, but it was small and that was plenty.
Yes, it was.
So you think of these pieces of cake that are the size of Terry's head.
Wow, that's a big piece of cake.
Size of Terry's.
It's even wedged like
size
that.
Size of Terry's forearm.
Chanel. Crying out loud.
You know?
You're not supposed to do that stuff. I am.
But they're just ginormous.
Right. Moving along.
Anyway, is that a trend? Is that what's going on with cake?
Well, it's always been. I mean, it's food portions. It's not just cake.
True.
I mean, the last time we had a bowl of pasta in a restaurant, it was literally.
We shared it.
Yeah.
It was big.
Portion control is out of control here.
Portion control is out of control. That's next episode. I love it. All right. Thanks for tuning in and listening mainly to me ramble today. We can't have an episode about food that I'm not hijacking and taking over.
That's what you do.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Goodbye me.
Next time we'll talk about football and I'll be real quiet.
Well, we're kind of out of that season right now. So
we're never out of that season. I heard it last night on your phone.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I
oh,
did.
Yeah, maybe you
yeah,
did.
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah, you did.
All right, well, we're going to tune on out and let you have a great day. Happy Easter, everybody, for those of you who are celebrating, and we will see you very soon. I mean, we won't, although I do have those binoculars, so yeah. You never know.
And you drivers out there, don't run over Peter Cottontail.
Here comes Peter Cottontail. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Janelle.
And I'm Terry. Have a great day, guys.
Take care.